guys? No. No jail for Stoob. I'll just have to write my country-changing amazing book from my bedroom. On paper, with a pen, like olden days. But then, if I tried to write a book on paper, the only thing that would happen is that Bark Fluffalo would come and eat my masterpiece every time I went to the loo. It's taken years to teach him not to slobber on the computer keyboard in any case. And I can't write on the computer because obviously that would interfere with my main job, which is seeing the whole internet. Now, if you've been following my exciting adventures, this is the point where you'll feel the urge to Snapchat me. Kidding. Well, that, and you might find these thoughts alarming. You've known me as many things. A dedicated student, a star of the stage, a leader, a sports icon, a lover, an adventurer, a traveler, and yes, a trained musician and dancer too, if you insist. But I have to confess, I haven't really been keeping up with those. Life is short, but one thing you haven't seen me as is a writer, an intellectual, someone who changes a country, a generation, maybe even the world. Like Obama, Stoobama. I understand if you're confused. Stoob, writing a classic work of literature? Stoob, the new Gandhi? Is there any limit to what this one person can achieve? Yes, there is. Look, let's be honest. I'm not even any good at any of the things I just listed. I know. So modest also. But let's be serious for a moment. Maybe it's just age. I've changed. I'm not the same person I was as a kid. I'm a teenager now, and everything's so different. I feel like I have social responsibilities, you know, like all those times before when Mom and Dad would yell at me and tell me to read the newspaper and find out what was going on in the world, by which they would mean the real world, not anime or Sniper Mall or alt-rock or any of the fun worlds. And I'd not listen to them because, you know, who cares? Turns out, I care. Maybe I'm a grown-up now. Crazy, right?